Hi everyone, I'm Ann Thomas and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Sandy Pierce, President and CEO of Charter One in Michigan and Regional Executive for the Midwest. That's part of the Royal Bank of Scotland. Sandy is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Sandy, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Anne, for this great honor, and good morning to you.
Sandy, talk to us a little bit about all of the different activities that you're involved in. You're the president of Charter One Bank, which is a great job, but you've also made a commitment to the community.
And that's really, it's because of who I work for. Charter One, which is part of Royal Bank of Scotland, gives me the opportunity to go out and help in the community. So it's not only Sandy Pierce, but it's all of the team members at Charter One. And we feel a real commitment to help where we live and work. I mean, we really feel that that's our responsibility. And we happen to be fortunate enough to work for a company that allows us to do that and, in fact, encourages us to do that. So we get to drive programs. And we drive programs that connect private, public, and the nonprofit sectors. And, you know, working independently, all of these sectors can improve the economy and this region, but working together, we can be a lot more effective and far-reaching in terms of the impact on our communities. So that's, you know, that's what we do. It's why we do it, and I feel very fortunate to be able to do it.
As you make this commitment to get involved in all these different activities in the community, what kind of stories can you tell us about improvement, things getting better as you contribute resources and time to all the different people that live and work in and around the Detroit area, Sandy?
Let me give you an example, Anne, because just this morning, Charter One and our media partner, WXYZ TV7, went out to the Woodward Avenue Action Association. And we met and surprised them with a $25,000 unrestricted check from the Charter One Foundation. And they're going to get a PSA on TV7 for the next 90 days. We call them our champion in action around neighborhood revitalization. So what they're doing is they are instrumental in improving Woodward Avenue, all 27 historical miles of Woodward Avenue. And they, in fact, were the ones that were able to secure the designation for Woodward Avenue as an All-American Road. And because of that designation, we have federal government money to help improve Woodward Avenue, and we have 51 signs labeling Woodward as an All-American Road. So that gives not only the community members that are living in and around Woodward, but visitors to understand what an important road that is in our national history.
Do you think a commitment like that from Charter One, Sandy, will also inspire other organizations to get involved in helping to improve Woodward and the Detroit area too?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the whole intent, right? It isn't just about us and TV7 doing this or whatever else we do in the community. We also have Hunger Free Summer going on right now, as you know. We announced it on WJR. And so what we're doing with our partners, Ford and Hillers and Hollywood Market and Enterprises, we are collecting money this summer to feed kids that normally get subsidized or free meals during the school year. But, of course, when school's not on, they don't have access to those meals. So we're going to collect enough money. We're committed to collecting enough money, $500,000, that will serve 2 million meals this summer while people are off school, kids are off school. So that's, hopefully, there's chances for everybody to get involved in that, right, by shopping at Hillers and Hollywood Market and giving money at the register for that or donating as an employee of Charter One or Ford Motor. And we are committed that we are going to serve 2 million meals this summer to kids that don't have access.
Now, I've known you for a long time, and one of my observations about you is, you know, your deep commitment to the area, but more importantly, your enthusiasm and how excited you get about helping others. What makes you tick? What keeps you going every day?
Okay, so I was born on on Shane Street in the city of Detroit. My parents owned a tavern. We lived on top, youngest of 10 children. Mm-hmm. So I really grew up in the city, and it is just part of my, it's just part of my DNA. And as I grew up, I saw lots of diversity, lots of different levels of income, and I was fortunate enough to go to Wayne State both for my bachelor's and my master's. And when you are such a part of the city, you can't, you know, you might move out of the city, it can't move out of you. Mm-hmm. And I really feel committed as I've seen what's happened and what, you know, we created the middle class. And we put the world on wheels, and we are going to become a great city and a great state again. I really believe that. I'm really optimistic about it. And so I want to be part of that revitalization. And that's what makes me tick.
How do you think we're coming along?
Listen, I'm not Pollyanna in the sense that I know there are still lots of issues in this state and in the city, frankly, in the country. And I get that. But I think that we're making progress. And, you know, I don't really care what political affiliation any of us are. I think if we're making progress around fundamental structural reform, and we are, and I think I'm seeing in this business, I'm seeing businesses in this state invest again in people, in equipment, and in plant. And that's different than it was for the last couple of years. We are busy. I know my banker friends in other banks are busy as well. That means that people have the confidence in their businesses and in this region to start investing again. And so we are making progress. I see it on the consumer and the commercial side. I see it in Lansing, and I give them a lot of credit for some of the tough decisions that they're making to move this state forward. Doesn't mean we agree with all of those decisions, but the fact is that we are moving forward. I feel optimistic.
What do you think this summer, right now, is our biggest challenge, Sandy Pierce?
The biggest challenge in this state is jobs, jobs, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the second largest challenge, which follows from jobs, is housing. And it's not just a Michigan issue. I know that. It's a national issue. Frankly, it's an international issue. But we have to create an environment in this state where people want to bring jobs to this state. And that means not only a tax environment, but a quality of living environment, ease of doing business environment. When we have that, companies will want to locate here, and those that are here will want to grow here. Once we start creating more and more jobs and the unemployment goes down, then people will start absorbing the housing. And when we have jobs and housing, it will be a greater place to live than it is today.
Now, you and I are both committed to trying to keep our young professionals, our Michigan students, here in the state of Michigan. What would you say to them as they graduate from college and look for a job in an attempt to keep them here with us?
I would say that Michigan has some of the best natural resources in the country. We have, I think Northern Michigan is some of the best in the country with the Great Lakes. We have water, we have trees, we have inland lakes, we have Great Lakes. Look at our proximity to Canada. So we've got everything that you need to have a quality of life for you and the family that you'll have eventually right here in this great state. And we do have jobs. And I would just challenge every college student graduating to look for a job in the field of their choice right here in Michigan before they look outside of Michigan, because we need them to help this state thrive again. We can't do it alone. And the parents and grandparents can't do it without our children staying back and being as dedicated and as committed as we have been. We raised them here, so we believe in this state. So I would ask them to also believe in the future of this state and help us get it to where I know it will be able to go.
Sandy, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Special thanks and congratulations to Sandy Pierce, President and CEO of Charter One Bank in Michigan and Regional Executive for the Midwest. That's part of the Royal Bank of Scotland. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead on WJR.com.